This is Dusty Rhodes reporting for the Education Desk. We're a week away from New Year's Day, the state's new fiscal year, that is. This past year has been rough thanks to not having a state budget. But at least Illinois has funded schools. For the upcoming fiscal year, there's no guarantee of that. You might think all we have to do is turn the money faucet back on, but it's not that easy. See, lawmakers had already been arguing about how to divvy up money for schools before Governor Bruce Rauner even got elected. Leaders from both parties long ago agreed that the state's current funding formula is inequitable, leaving some districts scraping by with maybe $7,000 per student per year, while wealthy districts spend three times that. What they don't agree on is how to fix it. I talked to two state senators who have opposing plans to see where they stand as we count down to year's end. First, Senator Jason Berrickman, a Republican from Bloomington. You agree that the current formula needs to be fixed?
Totally. Absolutely.
There's no legislation that proposes your evidence-based model going into effect in the next year. There's a proposal that would piggyback on other funding models. Why does it have to wait? If it's such a great idea, why can it not be implemented?
I introduced the evidence model in legislation last year. Again, it got buried. I wish we would have acted on that. I think if we had, we'd be in a much different place today. But it's the reality of the legislative process, right? From a technical perspective, if you change the funding formula in a significant way, it's going to require some data collection from school districts and then the integration of that data to a new model. You're going to use computers and spreadsheets and data sets where the Illinois State Board of Education is going to collect that data. That's going to take time, and then they're going to integrate that data to a new funding model. I don't know how long that takes, but it's going to take some amount of time that we just don't have right now. And, you know, I come from Bloomington, and the front page of the paper, I think it was today, is the discussion of a school district that, you know, is considering a four-day school week this fall. The reason is not because of a question of whether the funding formula itself has changed this year or next. The issue they're facing is they need a school budget. And the criticism that comes from that school district is that for years the state of Illinois has prorated or cut the existing school budget with the existing formula. Their criticism isn't necessarily the formula itself, it's of the proration of it. You know, my idea is that we focus today on how do you open the schools and then how do you change the formula. That's a technical question that I think will take time. My suggestion is we implement the evidence-based model, but we don't do it until the next school year, so the 2017 to 2018 school year.
His plan is based on 27 common sense metrics that studies show improve student achievement.
As an example, there's data that says third graders ought to be in a classroom with 15 students to every teacher. And so my suggestion is, rather than have some political manipulation of this formula where we focus only on how do we get votes on a funding formula change, why not instead use the data and the evidence to say, this is what a funding formula should do. We should encourage things like smaller classroom sizes. We should encourage things like the use of technology in the classroom. We should encourage things like having more money available for gifted students or for special needs students. There's data around all these metrics, and we can use that in creating a formula as opposed to just, you know, doing what politicians do best, right? Make political calculations.
I'm interviewing Menard tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Why don't you go ahead and tell me what you think of his legislation?
Well, you know, my criticism of his legislation and some of the others that have been really advanced through one chamber or another is that they're creating special deals for one school district. You know, I talk about our 800 or 900 school districts in the state, and I think we need a formula that works for all of them. The Menard legislation had written into it very specifically special deals that benefit the Chicago public school system. And again, I'm all for a statewide system that helps the kids that go to Chicago just like it helps the kids downstate where I come from. But we can't just, you know, bail out one school system at the expense of everyone else. If you look at the evidence model, if you look at the legislation that's ever been filed on the evidence model, there's nothing in it that is specific to Chicago Public Schools or any other district. If you look at the Menard proposal, if you look at Lightford's bill at the end of session, those bills, very lengthy in nature, probably trying to do much of the same things that I'm trying to do, but written into them are very specific lines that benefit Chicago Public Schools and thereby take away from our ability to provide resources to other schools.
The special deals that you're talking about for CPS are block grants mm-hmm. and pension parity. Chicago Public Schools pay their own pensions. Mm-hmm. No other school district in Illinois does.
If we're going to talk about parity, we should talk about all those items where there is a disparate effect on Chicago and our other schools. So as an example, Chicago Public School System has the right to contract with third parties to provide services to the school system. So if Chicago wants to contract with a third party to provide security, groundskeeping services, or other services to the school district that are non-instructional, Chicago can do that, but no other school district can. Senator Menard often talks about the fact that several years ago, he and I and others were part of a committee that studied our educational formula and published a report. And in that report, it criticized the Chicago Block Grant. So why any formula today that is attempting to fix the existing one would continue to keep one of the components that we all criticized is beyond me.
Senator Andy Menard has a different version of events. We'll hear from him next. Stay with us.